don't let the critics, because it seems like a lot of critics just have it out for him. Don't let them influence you too much, because when he's gone, because he's in his 70s now, he's not gonna, I think when he's gone, people are gonna look back on his body of work and realize what, how talented he was and how skilled he was. And in some, and he had flashes of genius. So, but he's not getting his due now, probably because of his personal life. But that's so silly. I mean, he gets his due in Europe. I know he's really popular in France and other parts of the world, but in his home country, he just does not get his due. Big fatty. He doesn't get the appreciation that he deserves. And it'll happen after he dies, and everybody will talk about how influenced they were by Big Fatty. But, you know. So check it out. It's, he won't bite you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know he's really popular in France. And...
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 979 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 1th of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Big Fatty forgot what he was going to say. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, you're on the wrong thing. There, that's much better. Poor Big Fatty, he's fucking it up. Well, y'all, it's a new month, you know. You gotta fuck it up. Y'all, I cannot believe it is November. And, y'all, I'm watching the rat now, and evidently, it's a relatively mild November. Although, y'all, I got to say, I've got to say that the Hamasol and the electric, what do you call that thing? The electric mattress pad. Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. Big Freddy, you got it right. The electric mattress pad. Y'all, they're wonderful. Y'all, I forgot to say hello and say something. Y'all, let's go back over here because Trucker Alex sent me all kinds of things on here. We'll just pretend like the music's just now coming to an end, and then yes, Big Fatty, just shut up and do it. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Hello, Testicles. You rewound to say Testicles? Yes. Y'all, that's Trucker Alex. Trucker Alex came up with that, and y'all, it's very appropriate that I say Testicles, because y'all, I want you to go get your pencil, because I've got an e-letter address, not an e-letter address, one of those WWWs I want you to go to. Y'all, I'm going to play a little music. Go get your pencil. Yes, my friendy. Now, y'all, oh, Big Fatty has started talking too soon. Yeah, I gotta see. Wait a minute, what was that? Okay, somebody sent me a little message. I thought it might have been on the grinder, but it wasn't. Y'all, I want you to go to shophistrunks.com, okay? And that's shophistrunks. .com. And y'all, you go over, and y'all, you want to go to the you're not gonna believe these things, y'all. But y'all, you go down to the Good Devil brand, not the Inchware, which, y'all, by the way, I believe that is by that guy on the what is that thing called? The A-List Dallas or something like that, I believe. Bjorn and that Joe from Dallas are on that show on the logo. But y'all wear your size of your junk on your underpants. But y'all, that's not what was sent to me. Larry Kloss sent me the Good Devil site, and y'all, these are underpants that are designed so that your testicles continue to hang out. Y'all, it is the funniest thing I have ever seen. And but y'all, you know, if you would, if you are interested if you're looking for something to put under Big Fatty's tree, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your tree. Just let me know. Let me know. I'm looking here, and I believe that the large waist would fit Big Fatty. On any of these, y'all. So, you know, if you're just chomping at the bit, if you are chomping at the bit, y'all, you know y'all, you gotta go look at it. But, y'all, that is the other half of my, chicken tender submarine sandwich. Y'all, it wasn't nearly as good. Y'all, I've had to take an Alka-Seltzer because it's given me the... And y'all, that's not good. That is not good. But y'all, go over there and look at these underpants with the testicles. Y'all, they are designed so that your testicles come out through a hole in the underpants. Y'all, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So, at the beginning of today's Elderly Show, y'all, you heard that Mark, Mark from Mexico, and y'all, he was saying so many nice things about Big Fatty, about how my body of work would not be appreciated until I was dead. And y'all, I hope that this is not speaking to the spirits, because you know today, the 1st of November is the All Saints Day. So y'all, maybe I'm Saint Fatty, I don't know, but it's Saint Fatty. Y'all, I feel like I'm punch drunk, and I don't know why. I'm not drinking. But y'all, it's nice that we started today off with a Mexican, because y'all, I'm a little worried. There are several Mexicans out there in listener land, y'all, that they've just fallen off the face of the earth. They have fallen off the face. Y'all, I have not heard a word. Haven't heard a word from Nancy in Japan. Y'all, I'm never going to hear a damn word from Yoshi. you know, I keep hope springs eternal. Or, you know, y'all, this is not spring. Well, it is down there in the future. But anyway, I haven't heard from those Mexicans, and y'all, I have not heard from that Mexican Kyle in the Hawaii. Y'all, again, another foreigner that I've just not heard a word from in a while. Y'all, I'm assuming he has unsubscribed. He has just said, no, Big Fatty, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. No. And y'all, then that turnip head, everyone's favorite northern Mexican. Y'all hadn't heard a damn word from him. And y'all, it worries me. It just worries me. Y'all, I also, you know, hadn't heard from the gay trucker, but y'all, you know, you don't ever hear from him. You know, he's just, no, I'm hanging it up. No. No. And so anyway, but y'all, evidently, Big Fatty is very popular in France. And y'all, I know that Michael Sage is over there in France. And y'all, once he hears that That Big Fatty is popular over there, y'all. He'll be getting the hell out of that country so fast he won't know what hit him. But anyway, y'all, I was watching the TV machine on Monday, and y'all, they were saying, you know, no, it was last weekend or sometime. I don't remember when the hell it was, y'all. I barely remember that sandwich is what's giving me the gas. But y'all, they were saying that today, the month of November, that the world will hit the 7 billionth person. The 7 billionth person will be alive on the somewhere in Mexico, I guess, but in the world. And y'all, they were saying that they have gone through. They've used these computers. Now I don't understand how they do this, but they've used these computers and they've put in all these different variables of people's, the most common characteristics of people in the world. And y'all, they've come up with this person. They've come up, the computers have drawn a picture. They've drawn a picture, a drawing, if you will. And y'all, they've decided what the most normal person in the world looks like. And y'all, it's someone from Mexico. It's a Chinese man, and he's Chinese. And he's kind of young, and he doesn't own a car, and he speaks Mandarin, y'all, which I thought was an orange. I didn't know oranges spoke. I didn't know they had their own language, but evidently they do. I don't know. There were several other characteristics, y'all. It was on that CBS. Let's go over here to the goggle and let's just say most common person on earth. And y'all, there it is, the most typical person on earth. And y'all, it's a man. Here are some useless facts about this person. He's 28. He's 28 years old, and his name is Han or something like that. Y'all, I don't know. It's a Mexican name. And there are 9 million of him in the world. Let's just see here now. And these pictures over there, y'all, he is right-handed. He makes less than $12,000 a year. He owns a cellular telephonic device, does not have a bank account. And, y'all, they say that by 2030, I think that's when we're supposed to hit 8 billion people, y'all, that the demographics, y'all, and that's a fancy word, demographics, y'all, that's a four-syllable-er. And y'all, they say that they will be the most common face on the planet will be an Indian. Y'all, I didn't know that. I thought that that Geronimo was gone, but if it Big Fatty, they're not talking about woo-woo. They're not talking about casino. They're talking about call center. Oh, so the call center Indians will be the most common face by the time we hit 8 billion. Y'all, I'll be dead by then. I think I'll be dead. Well, let's see, when is that, 2030? Let's see, that is 18 years from now, and that will make Big Fatty 70, no, wait, let's see, 18 and 55 is 73. I might not be dead by then, but y'all, I still won't like getting those call centers. You know, they just, no. So, anyway, but y'all, I thought that was kind of interesting. And y'all, get on over there and look at all that. Y'all, by the way, I told you on yesterday's A Little Show, that my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, had told me about the Melbourne Cup, and y'all, he asked me to pick a horse, to win, and then he wanted me to pick a trio, and y'all, for the win, I chose, let me just go over here and see if I can find it real quick. Y'all, I chose the Drunken Sailor, because it's a 41-1 shot that the Drunken Sailor will win, and y'all, who doesn't enjoy a Drunken Sailor? Meh! Fatty, you got that right. And y'all, then for the trio to win, I chose Americane, because y'all, that almost sounds like America. And I knew that would piss off that little Aussie battler, because there's an American horse in there. And y'all, he's a 4-1 chance to win. And y'all, then in second place, I chose, let me just find it here. Second place, I chose the Verminator. Y'all, it sounds vulgar. That's why I chose it. Verminator. And y'all, it's 101-1 chance that that horse will win. And y'all, then the little show, I chose Older Than Time. And that's 26-1 to place. And y'all, that's because that reminds Big Fatty of Big Fatty. Not 101, but the Older Than Time. So y'all, we'll just have to see how that all turns out. And anyway, it's just lovely. But y'all, I made it a point to go by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Y'all, I went by there because I didn't want to miss out in case there was a gay grandma card. And y'all, sure enough, arrived on the 31st just in the nick of time. Old Saint Nick of time. And y'all, it's a purple card. So y'all, I'm assuming that it is going to be a gay grandma card. And y'all, it appears. It appears to be from the Ramble Retreat. And y'all, I'm going to open it up right now and see what it says. And y'all, there's two children, and y'all, they're standing next to a shedder. Baby, please. And y'all, they're next to the, what do you call that thing? The porta potty. The porta potty. And I don't mean potty. Potty. I mean potty. And y'all, one's dressed as a Batman, and one is dressed as a pirate. It might be a butt pirate. Y'all, like that George in Atlanta, y'all, he was dressing as a butt pirate for the gay crema. And y'all, it says, the pirate saying, "Are you sure, Pete? I could swear your mom said the best candy came from the Schmidt house." And y'all, they're standing at the shit house. And y'all, then you open it up and it says, "Happy Halloween, love ya, Tom the Rimbureed." Y'all, the Schmidt house. Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you are, but it made you giggle like a schoolgirl. Yes, it did. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you go by and look at those underpants where your ding dong bells are just hanging on out of there, you know. Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, I'm not even sure why they designed it like that. I guess it's so that you can, I don't know why they designed it like that. But y'all, it has Big Fatty written all over it. It really doesn't have Big Fatty written all over it. But y'all, the thing I'm worried about with that whole website of those underpants is that, you know, I know that Kim. We'll probably find a picture of me already in a pair. But y'all, I swear to you, if that happens, it's a fake, y'all. It is just a fake, because I do not own those. No. And y'all, no, Big Freddy. However, there's someone that lives in Europe that looks just like you.
I know he's really popular in France.
Yes, and his testicles hang out of his underpants. can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.